Hey, everybody. Oh, Canada. What a cool story coming out of Canada to our wonderful neighbors to the north. Trudeau is not so wonderful, but the people of Canada are awesome. If you have loved ones in Canada, text this episode to them, or maybe you live in Canada yourself. This is a shout out to all of you. I've always loved Canada, and we stand with the people of Canada against this tyrannical regime. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to support our show, go to charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Start a high school chapter or college chapter today. At TPUSA, we are working hard to pass down American values from one generation to the next. TPUSA.com, TPUSA.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. I do have a soft spot for Canada and for Canadians. I went to Canada many times growing up, to Banff. You guys ever been to Banff? One of the most beautiful places on the planet. Canadians are so polite. They are the most polite, nice people. You ever hear Minnesota nice? It's only because of Canadian culture that seeped into Minnesota. Remember once I flew into Vancouver, spent a good amount of time in Vancouver, and I forgot my ID and everything, and even when they're angry at you, they're so cordial in how they're angry. Canadians are not known for being a disagreeable people. They are very, let's say, easygoing. They're family-focused. They're a small country population-wise, large country land-wise. I think, what, they got 36 million people? 36, right? About. That's California, basically. They give an idea. Canada, over that entire population, is the same population as California. But Canada and Canadians have been pushed to the brink in a developing story that has come out of basically nowhere. Justin Trudeau, who I think just recently got reelected as prime minister, has been pushing relentlessly some of the most draconian, some of the most backwards, and some of the most unprecedented tyrannical measures when it has come to vaccine mandates, including requiring truckers have to show proof of vaccination coming to and from America. Now, all across Canada, despite the vaccine mandates, despite the mandatory vaccinations, cases are going up like crazy, especially in Quebec, where in Quebec, the province of Quebec, is where Montreal and Ottawa is, which is Ottawa, I believe, is where the business of the Canadian government is done. Toronto is one of the biggest cities in Canada. Cases have been going up steadily. So despite this mass vaccination campaign, it's having the opposite intended effect. And Canadian citizens are now doing their best impersonation of the American fighting spirit. Canadians are not known for public protests. They're not known for pushing back against tyranny. Canadians, I don't think, ever got the credit they deserved for stepping up and fighting alongside Allied forces in World War I, World War II, and many of the wars of the last 50 or 60 years. They have fought against tyranny all across the planet. And now tyranny has come to them, and they're fighting back. There is now something called the Freedom Rally happening all across Canada. It is truckers that are convoying. They are tens of thousands of trucks are convoying across Canada. I'll read this story right here. In Kenora, where the temperature was expected to drop to negative 27 Celsius on Tuesday night, a host of volunteers were preparing to welcome a massive convoy of truckers. About 24 people could be seen gathered at a community hub downtown, packing boxes of snacks and making sandwiches in a video live streamed to Facebook by a supporter of the Freedom Rally, a convoy of truckers and their supporters that have been making its way this week from British Columbia to Ottawa in a protest against the COVID-19 vaccine mandates. As the camera passed by, many at the hub shouted, "Woohoo, truckers!" and wore food handling gloves if no mask. I am getting messages from people all across Canada. This is one of the most extraordinary, unexpected moments of civil disobedience we have seen in the Western Hemisphere. I'm reading from thestar.com. The organizer then stated that she and everyone supporting the convoy have been told not to speak to the media because, quote, too much smearing of this and not the truth being told. They continued by saying, this has been a two hard years for everyone. It's been extremely mentally draining. 50,000 trucks. It's an unbelievable drone footage. This is in the dead of winter all across Canada. This is the people rising up against their government. Now, remember, you can either be in a government that treats you as a citizen or as a subject. Canada has decided to treat the people of Canada like subjects, and the citizens are fighting back. Play cut 85 to explain how large this really is. Play cut 85.
Right now in Canada, we have one of the biggest revolutions happening, and you probably haven't heard about it because nobody's talking about it. But right now there's 50,000 truckers and about 1.4 million people headed to the parliament in Ottawa, and they're going to stay there until Trudeau resigns or they give us back all of our freedoms and rights.
I just love the Canadian intonation. You haven't heard about it. I just love it. And I don't mean it. The Canadians are some of the most loyal, lovely, friendly people, and they've always had America's back. And now we should have theirs. Our government should impose sanctions on the Canadian government. I'm not kidding. And say, we will not do business with Canada. We will shut down the border until you lift these vaccine mandates. You want to choke out Justin Trudeau? Tell him he can't bring his maple syrup into America. You want to choke out this entire regime? Stand by the people of Canada. We are about to go to war over a border dispute 5,000 miles away over a country no one cares about. How about we have the back of the nation that has had our back at every single one of our good wars and stupid wars the last 60 years? It's true. Whenever America wants to go invade a country, the Canadians are right there beside us. Anytime we want to go take out someone with special forces, the Canadians are right there beside us. I could be wrong, but I believe that the taking out of Osama bin Laden was a Canadian-U.S.-led force. I believe there were a couple Canadians part of that. You do not want to mess with the Canadian special forces. At the very least, Republican governors who do business with Canada should sanction them and say, for right now, we're not going to do business until Canada stops abusing their citizens. Now, you might say, well, Charlie, that's meddling in the affairs of another country. Oh, yeah, we did that with South Africa, with apartheid. We do that all the time. We put sanctions on countries and we stand up when citizens are being oppressed. We're not going to do that when our neighbors to the north, the friendliest, least disagreeable people on the planet, decide to fight back. We have to stand with them. Our leaders should be looking at this. They should say, this is a moment, an opportunity to stand with the rise of the citizens of Canada and rejecting the subjects. Instead, it's a total media blackout. Instead, the New York Times covering Breyer, I get it, that's a big story, and I don't even, nothing. Nothing on the New York Times when it comes to Canada. Poll in Canada says, do you support the so-called Freedom Convoy? 64% said yes, 64%. Another poll, 78% say, do they support the trucker convoy? There is a silent majority that's not so silent anymore building in the friendliest country on the planet. Now, why do I keep saying that? I'm saying that because, okay, it's one thing if Americans start to push back. It's kind of in our blood. It's in our history. It's in our spirit. We are a disagreeable people, and I think that's a wonderful thing. I mean, we are protesting like day four, right, Connor? When they try to lock down the country, we're like, this is not going to work. You got Rob McCoy being threatened to be arrested. You got Jack Hibbs opening his church. You know, we had these protests everywhere. But the Canadians just waited their turn. Oh, we got to trust our officials, you know. They might know something we don't. And they waited. And they took the vaccine. And they waited. And they took the vaccine. And they wore the mask. And now all of a sudden, there is this elevation of the frequency of the people of Canada where they are saying, enough. I'm not going to take it anymore. 50,000 truckers. And according to the two-time gold medalist, I didn't catch that guy's name. I mean, if you win a gold medal in hockey in Canada, you're basically, you're like Peyton Manning. It's the biggest deal you could possibly have. 1.4 million Canadians marching on Ottawa is the equivalent of 12 million Americans marching on Washington based on population proportion. There's something happening in Canada, everybody, that should give you hope, and they need our help. Tyranny is on the ropes in our neighbors to the north. I want to take a moment and thank Patriot Mobile, my new cell phone provider, for their support. Whether it's on this show, other conservative hosts, Turning Point USA, or others, they get it. Look, here's how Patriot Mobile works. Instead of you using some cell company that runs all these woke TV advertisements that make you cringe during a football game, Patriot Mobile has the same towers, but you are working with a company where any profits they make get given back to pro-life groups, Turning Point USA. You are partnering with Patriots. I know Glenn. He runs Patriot Mobile. He does a great job. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as the major carriers. They get great nationwide coverage, plus the peace of mind that your money isn't supporting the left. Stop giving money to people who hate you. So look, when you pay your cell phone bill, if you are paying one of the big guys, you might as well, on your credit card statement, it might as well say BLM. You are a donor to BLM if you give money to the major cell phone companies. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. More importantly, Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. So go right now to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get a free activation with the offer code CHARLIE. Veterans and first responders save even more, so make the switch today. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. It's patriotmobile.com/Charlie, patriotmobile.com/Charlie, or call 972-PATRIOT. Look, Patriot Mobile is what you need right now. Stop paying money via your cell phone companies to the left-wing arsonists destroying our country. If you wouldn't give money to Planned Parenthood, if you wouldn't give money to the transgender lobby, if you wouldn't give money to the Alphabet Mafia, if you wouldn't give money to BLM, then why would you do it via your cell phone company? You might say, well, Charlie, I don't know a competitor. Well, now you know one. It's called Patriot Mobile. It's super simple. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. I have done this. Our entire team is moving towards Patriot Mobile. Producer Andrew is signaling his phone right now. He's on Patriot Mobile. And now he knows that his cell phone bill every single month supports the good guys, not the wokies. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. Give you an idea how bad things are in Canada. The unvaccinated in Canada must be accompanied at all times by a staff member when visiting a retail store for essentials. There is a 10 p.m. curfew. You cannot leave your home after 10 p.m. Quebec, Canada bans unvaccinated from buying groceries at major retailers unless they're accompanied by a health warden. So they're pushing back. And it's been so interesting to see this develop the last couple of days. And it's so interesting when you just type Canada into Google, you get all this nonsense of some Indian immigration thing. But then if you type in Canada truck, all of a sudden the first article that pops up from the pajama wearing Silicon Valley people that run Google, the first thing they say is fringe minority in truck convoy with unacceptable views. So most of you are listening to this in America. I just want you to take pause and say thank you to God and the founding fathers, because you can see how big of a difference having a constitution like America's is versus Canada's. It is a big difference. It's the difference between whether or not you're able to go to a grocery store with a health warden or not. I never want to hear from another Christian pastor, well, politics don't matter. Well, they're arresting pastors in Canada, actually, for having church. That's politics. That's government. Connor, can you send me that information to that guy that got arrested in Canada? So Justin Trudeau the teenager that may or may not be related to Fidel Castro, but he is doing a great Fidel Castro impersonation. He's like, no, this is a small fringe. It's a trucker convoy on the way to Ottawa. It does not represent the views of Canadians, and it's unacceptable. Oh, really? Unacceptable. Could you imagine if an American leader would say something like that? Well, actually, I could see Joe Biden saying that. But thankfully, we have at least somewhat a sliver of First Amendment protection still in this country. Play cut 82.
The small fringe minority of people who are on their way to Ottawa or who are holding unacceptable views that they're expressing do not represent the views of Canadians who have been there for each other, who know that following the science and stepping up to protect each other is the best way to continue to ensure our freedoms, our rights, our values as a country.
Next question.
Do you think they have enough hand signal people on screen? It's like all over the place. You see that, AG? They got them in like every corner. What the heck is that all about? Sign language. They got them all over the place. Sign language, okay? But no, seriously, what is it? Why do you got more than one? For French. No, you know, actually might be what that is. It might be one for French and one for English. That would be the answer. So what do you need two of those for? Okay, I got it. So Trudeau has decided that the facial hair, too close of comparisons to Benito Mussolini. So he's shaved the facial hair and he has now gone full autocrat. Unacceptable views. Well, guess what, Justin Trudeau? There's a convoy coming to Ottawa. And they're not stopping. You can only poke the people and say they're subjects for so long. But what we are seeing, not just in America, we're seeing it the school boards in America. We're seeing it in the precinct committeemen in America. We're seeing it, what we're seeing in the grassroots on campuses through our educational work at Turning Point USA. We're seeing it all across the world now is the rise of the citizen. Regular people that are deciding to push back against the overbearing reach of government. Pastor Artur Pavlovsky and his brother David Pavlovsky were arrested roadside on New Year's Day on their way home from a protest, where approximately 50 people gathered for about 45 minutes on the road outside of Alberta's health minister, Jason Copping's house, to demonstrate against ongoing health orders against the province's vaccine passport program. So pastors are getting arrested on the side of the street. Second arrest for just having services, just having Easter service. But Trudeau looked a little nervous in that, didn't he? He knows he's outnumbered. He knows that all of a sudden the people of Canada are starting to push back. It's so uncharacteristic. They don't know how to deal with that in Canada. A trucker convoy of 50,000 truckers railing against people who hold unacceptable views? Let me repeat this. We as Americans must come to the defense of the Canadian people. We cannot allow Trudeau to crush this dissent. Canada is not America. We should always focus on America first. Always. But Canada's had our back. It's about time we have theirs. Towels are mostly garbage. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, Mike Lindell in MyPillow found out around 2006 that towels change forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things that cotton that made them feel good but didn't work. He found the best towel company right here in America. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft but actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton and they come with a MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. It's a 6-piece set, 2-bath, 2-hand towels, 2 washcloths, made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent, regularly $109.99, now just $39.99. Mike Lindell is a fighter. Check it out right now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener special and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Enter promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425 for these great radio specials. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Do it right now. So I want to get to an educational part segment of kind of what's happening in American education. There's some super important stories that I want to talk about, but I want to complete the point about Canada really quick. Play cut 86. Listen for yourself. What's happening in Canada? Play cut 86.
Stores that have a footprint of 1,500 square meters or more are going to have to ask people, customers, to show proof of vaccination. Now, pharmacies and grocery will be exempt from this. So if you're going into a Costco or a Walmart or something like that, where you might be going in to buy groceries or visit the pharmacy, in that case, an employee will have to be with that person as they walk through the store to make sure that they do not go and buy other products or other items that might be in the store. Now,
you need to be accompanied by a health warden to go buy products in the store. Welcome to Canada. But people are pushing back, and it gives me great hope. It really, really does. Okay, I want to talk about this story here. Denver. Denver is another nice place. I think it's a pleasant place to live. We have covered this story at charliekirk.com. Denver Elementary School receives backlash for participating in Black Lives Matter Week of Action. So in Denver public schools, your taxpayer dollars, if you live in Denver, are going towards paying for and funding a Black Lives Matter Week of Action. And so the details of this are so extraordinary and stunning, where you have students that are supposed to be learning reading, writing, and arithmetic. Centennial Elementary High School. I know exactly where Centennial is. That's a upper middle class, predominantly white neighborhood, by the way, which actually makes sense because of suburban parents that don't know their place in the world, so they decide to turn their kids into revolutionaries, received a heap of backlash after it announced it would participate in Black Lives Matter at the School Week of Action, which takes place between January 31st and February 4th. The Colorado Gazette reported. The paper said that the national annual event, quote, encourages schools and educators to teach students about racial justice using 13 guiding principles. Listen to this. This is the 13 principles. So it starts like, okay, I could maybe see that. Have you seen this, Connor, these 13 principles? Okay, here are the 13 principles they're teaching your children at BLM, through BLM, whatever, at Centennial Elementary School, public school in the suburbs of Colorado. Here are the principles. Restorative justice, empathy, loving engagement, diversity, globalism, transgender affirming, queer affirming, collective value, intergenerational, black families, black villages, black women, and unapologetically black. These are the 13 values, guiding principles, I'm sorry, that BLM is using to educate children. They're very open about it. So let's go through this one by one. Restorative justice. What does that mean? That means we must steal from white people today to try and make black people richer because there happens to be a discrepancy in the income and the wealth ladder, despite the fact that blacks, large in part, do not have fathers around, the most important indicator to dictate future success. Number two, empathy. Now, I'm not going to get into this right now. It's more of a semantical game. We are called to be sympathetic, not empathetic. Empathy is nowhere in the Bible. Pastor David Engelhart is the best person to articulate this. He's the author of the book Good Kills. Sympathy, absolutely. Empathy, no. I can get into that later at a different time. If you disagree, please tell me why. freedom@charliekirk.com. Loving engagement, I have no problem with that. You could take it anywhere you want to. Diversity, yes. I think diversity of skin color is nothing. It's irrelevant. I couldn't care less about it. I care about what you think and who you are. Globalism, well, they're admitting it. So BLM is a proxy for the Great Reset. This is a very telling 13 words, isn't it? Or 13 statements. Transgender affirming. Huh. Well, that happened quickly. So we go from saying the death of George Floyd was a bad thing to now saying that seven-year-olds should be able to change their gender. Queer affirming. Okay, I got to be honest. What the heck is queer? What is this? I thought that's a slur. No, I'm not kidding. I mean this non-sarcastically. I was always told that's a pejorative. And now they're using it? Queer affirming. I thought it was the alphabet thing, the LGBTQIA USA thing. Is Connor sending me something? Yeah, exactly. No, that's exactly right. Connor just said it used to be offensive. But what does that mean, though? If queer is not offensive anymore, what are they describing? Is it gay, bisexual, transgender? It's a catch-all? I thought, but then why do they have transgender? The other one's transgender. Why do they need LGBTQ? Can't they just do queer? If I said queer 10 years ago, I would have been kicked out of school. Let's just be honest. And now that's like a self. Am I allowed to say that? Or is that kind of like a thing where they're allowed to call themselves that, but I'm not allowed to say it? I'm not being insulting. I'm honest. I'm very curious. What the heck is queer? Okay. Collective value. Whatever. Intergenerational. That's really interesting. What does that mean? That means that we have to have our identity based on people that came before us. That somehow we are connected to slaves and you are connected to slave owners, whether or not your family owns slaves, which my family didn't. My family fought for the Union cause of the Civil War. Oh, Andrew looked up queer. I do not want to see your search results when you type in queer. Oh, this is from Planned Parenthood? Okay. Queer is a word that describes sexual and gender identities other than straight and cisgender, like lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender. So they're repeating themselves. Are we allowed to say it? I don't know. Thanks so much. Okay, whatever. Too much time on that. Black families, black villages, black women, and unapologetically black. Okay, black families. I totally support that. I think fathers shouldn't impregnate women and then abandon them. I don't think we should subsidize single motherhood. I'm all for strong black families. What the heck's a black village? What is that all about? Black women, whatever, fine, sure. Unapologetically black, so like what, black pride? If you're as confused as I am, this is being taught in public schools across the country, including in Centennial Elementary Schools, January 31st, February 1st, February 2nd, February 3rd, February 4th, 5 days. And no, it's not just about teaching children the truth about what happened in our history. No, they admit it. It is about restorative justice, empathy, loving engagement, diversity, globalism, transgender affirming, queer affirming, collective value, intergenerational, black families, black villages, black women, and unapologetically black. The group Parents Defending Education posted the guiding principles online, which then led to the backlash against Centennial Elementary School. Erica Sanzi, the outreach director for the organization, rightfully called the guiding principles indoctrination and bordering on abuse. You're right. It is preposterous to wholly inappropriate to teach 5 and 6 year olds that they must commit to being trans affirming and queer affirming. These are 5 and 6 year olds, by the way, not 15 and 16 year olds. In favor of disrupting the nuclear family. If a parent wants to raise these subjects at home, that's one thing. But in a classroom, it's nothing more than social engineering and the theft of childhood by the state. It's a great statement. Whoever wrote that is, find out who, I'm going to hire that person. Super smart. It's like really well put together. The school responded by saying, quote, "We are creating spaces to start important age-appropriate conversations about how our unique perspectives and experiences are contributions to our society that should be celebrated." That's a bunch of mumbo jumbo. "We're committed to developing critical thinkers who better understand problems in our society and work together to find solutions to those problems." Now, remember, this is the same school. The same school that did not allow white families to come to the playground. Remember we covered this in December? They had families of color playground night, where only families of color were allowed to go to the local playground. Even though white parents also pay taxes to support the school and its grounds. So to play some sound here just around the kind of topic of education, which is obviously my day job. I focus on that a lot when I'm not hosting radio or doing podcasting. I'm working to make sure your children live in a free country. Ducey, cut 37. Very interesting back and forth with Jen Psaki. Play cut 37.
Who does the president think knows best for students? School board members or parents?
Well, the president believes that public health officials have the best guidance on what we can all do to protect ourselves, including teachers, administrators, and students.
Oh, so it's the position of the White House that it's not students, school members, or parents. It's public health officials. Now, there's this developing story here around this theme. And can you send me the article on this, Andrew, so we could build it out? Because it's going to take a little bit of time. And it's cut 40 and 41. You know what story I'm talking about? So this is the interesting development that's happening in our schools right now, where, and it's just kind of a general cultural thing. Remember, it started with us having to accept Caitlyn Jenner, right? That was the whole thing. Caitlyn Jenner goes on the front page of what, Vanity Fair? Remember that? It was like a white dress. I'll never forget it. It was like this very famous thing. It was like 4 or 5 years ago. You must accept her. And most Americans were like, all right, fine, whatever. And then we had the bathroom bill debate, which I think we didn't articulate correctly, and we lost in North Carolina and also in Indiana. But it kind of just all fell apart. And it was always under this premise that we must be accepting. Okay, fine. We don't want to ever come across as anything more than compassionate, even though we knew what was really going on. But now, of course, like all social liberation movements, they go from trying to liberate to then seek revenge. Let me say that again. Social liberation movements quickly go from trying to liberate a community to then seeking revenge. It's not enough that blacks can vote. The Civil Rights Act. No, now they must seek revenge because their grandparents didn't have it as good as our grandparents or whatever. And the same is now happening with the transgender issue. It's not that we just have to accept whatever gender is, and that's a topic for a different time. I have my own personal opinions on it. No, now it's that the transgender lobby is now convincing and recruiting and brainwashing young girls to become boys. So we went from Vanity Fair Jenner, like, oh, wow, that's really weird and bizarre. You must accept it or else you're a bad person. Fine, okay. To, oh, now we have young girls that are being preyed upon to become men. As you know, most of corporate America is going woke, and that includes companies who are investing your hard-earned retirement money. Well, guess what? I have finally found a financial planning and investment firm that supports our values. Pax Financial Group is headquartered in San Antonio, Texas. And here's the great news. Now you don't have to live in Texas to work with them because San Antonio is a military city. They have clients worldwide. I met this guy. He's super great. I think you should check it out. The thing that I like about Pax Financial Group is that they have biblical responsible investments. These investments screen out companies that promote abortion, pornography, alcohol, drugs, gambling, and are anti-family or anti-Christian. Look, if you have $150,000 or more in your IRA, 401ks, or other investments and want to speak with my friends at PAX, visit paxfinancialgroup.com. That's paxfinancialgroup.com. Right now, they want to offer you a free ebook to learn about biblical responsible investing. Grab this ebook right now at paxfinancialgroup.com, and let's start investing in companies that makes everybody's liberty a priority. California mothers, this we're reading from the newyorkpost.com. California mother said her daughter's teachers are predatory and disgusting, and she filed a lawsuit against them and the school district officials, alleging two teachers brainwashed her preteen to secretly change her gender. So let me just stop here. I just want everyone to kind of dwell on this. I had somebody tell me recently, Charlie, the challenges that children are facing today are no different than the challenges that children were facing 20 years ago. Do you think that this was a problem 20 years ago? Of parents preying on children to get them to change their gender. Jessica Conan filed the suit last week against teachers Lori Caldiera and Kelly Baraki at the Spreckels Union School District for allegedly manipulating her seventh grade daughter to change her gender identity under the guise of the district's parental secret policy, where teachers could counsel students about their gender confusion and assert a new gender identity without notifying parents. Let me say that again. The district policy is that teachers can counsel children without informing parents. In one of her shocking claims, the mom, Jessica, said the two teachers actively sought out students who they thought were struggling with their identities and invited them to the school's Equality Club. This pairs up perfectly with the bombshell leaked audio from the California Teacher Union Summit in Palm Springs a couple weeks ago that we covered that shows that it was a stated goal of the California Teacher Union to try to get more people to become transgender. According to the suit, quote, at the Equality Club meetings, Ms. Caldiera and Ms. Baraki would coach students on LGBT plus identities such as homosexuality, bisexuality, transgenderism, gender nonconformity, and how to express those identities. Play cut 40 to hear from her yourself.
You took away my ability to parent my child, even before I had any knowledge. I didn't even get to show support. You asked for support, I didn't get a chance. Your job was to educate my child in math, science, English, etc. Do your job and let me do mine.
So now her child is thinking that she's a man, which can happen if you send your kid to public school without you knowing. So if you are a parent that says your kid to public school, your child could change their gender overnight, which has incredible damage to them for the rest of their life, mental damage like you wouldn't believe. The data is very clear about that. Cut 41. It continues.
Appearing alongside her lawyer on Fox and Friends earlier today, Conan said she's seeking damages and she wants the district to change the policies that targeted and victimized her child. Conan says once COVID pushed students to remote learning and she was away from these teachers, her daughter once again identified as a girl.
She did not have that one-on-one all the time. You know, when you're trying to seek who you are, let them do it on their own time. You don't need someone else to coach them and convince them. And she felt like she could breathe.
It really is a stunning cultural story, isn't it? The New York Post articles continues, or Post article continues by saying, Ms. Caldiera and Ms. Baraki would instruct students to research a particular topic and then follow up discussions with the student about their research. The lawsuit claims that the two teachers tried to hide the students' participation in the club by not keeping track of attendance at the meetings. The mother says, my daughter, I love her, and she deserves justice. So it's not a question anymore of accepting whether or not someone thinks they're a man or a woman. No, it didn't stop there. Well, we knew that's not the case. Liberating alleged aggrieved groups is not the extent of modern liberalism. It turns into two things, recruitment and revenge. You want to recruit more people into your belief. That's why they're trying to create more transgender people, which is what they're doing according to this lawsuit. I'm not making that up. And then revenge. And then 2 weeks ago, two California teachers were secretly recorded about LGBTQ outreach. I just connected. That was a California Teacher Union story. Modern liberalism, as we know it today, is a movement built on conquest. It's not enough to try and break the shackles. Oh, we must break the handcuffs, and all of a sudden the transgender people will be free, like Jenner. Okay, sure. But now they want to recruit more people to be transgender, and they want to seek revenge against people that they believed kept them down. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.